This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about communication here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. We're talking about ways of communicating with your loved ones when they are going through hard times. You know, we can communicate with others really easily when the times are great and things are happening and life is good and everything's just working out. But sometimes we even have trouble communicating then. But what happens when we're going through those rough patches? What happens and how do we actually contribute and communicate to our loved ones with times of trials and tribulations? It's tough. And the biggest tough part about this, to be quite honest with you, is the fact that we're close to them. Okay, you know when you meet somebody at a restaurant or you're hanging out or you're meeting somebody at a bar or you're just like walking down the street and you start talking to somebody, when they tell you something that's going on in their life that's not really happy, you listen, but you don't have any emotional investment in it. Right? You're not over there like, oh God, how is this going to impact me? Okay? And that's the biggest issue when we realize about how tough communication is. It's based on the fact that we have some sort of stake in the matter. And in order for us to really understand that, we've got to be able to step back. Or more often than not, we don't know how. We don't know that we're that emotionally invested. And we really don't know what to say. Okay? And, you know, it's interesting because we can say the most bonehead things, we can make the most bonehead conversations, and we try the best we can, but we normally put our foot in our mouth. We sound dumb, but also on top of that, the other person begins to feel like we don't really care. And so let's talk about what the hard times are defined as, because I think we need to really illuminate those before we really understand the situation and circumstance. Hard times. First off, the death of a loved one. What about the loss of a job? I know that a lot of people don't feel like the loss of a job is that big of a deal, but it is a huge deal. What about divorce? And what about sickness? All of these are tough things that a person will go through in a lifetime, and we've got to figure out how to deal with it, and we get challenged by it. So we got to figure that out. But see, the thing that we make the most difficult situation is we get either emotionally invested and we make comments that we don't need to make. We actually only see it from our perspective. We don't see it from their perspective. We try to get them to see the silver lining really quickly when it is not the right time. Okay, I mean, how many times has somebody, they just died, and you're like, well, you know, they're in a better place. Some people don't want to hear that. I mean, it's like they just died. We just buried our aunt. You're not over there going, well, she's in a better place already. You don't want to hear that right now. You need to have some time to mourn, to get a little angry. Okay, but a lot of times we don't know what to say. And so instead of just listening and processing and being somebody that can listen to the other person, we get involved in speaking the way we feel. And what happens is we really kind of upset that person, alienate that person, or upset them even more. Joining me in studio here later in the hour, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. And it's a great book. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to reggieharvey.net, reggieharvey.net. And it really goes through his memoirs of understanding that he needs a transplant, what happened, and his weight and his journey through waiting through this transplant. And he'll have the second book once he gets the transplant. We'll talk about that at some point, too, which is great. So you can go to reggieharvey.net. You can also check it out on the website, ashleyburgess.com. Click on that radio show page, and you can click right through, and you can see the picture of Reggie right there. Also joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app. He will be joining us by phone, and he created this Connection app to bring people together so that they can communicate, right? And that's part of the communication, is that one of the things that we don't realize is marriage is like anything else. Relationships are like anything else. They take work, okay? It's like going to work every day, and people don't talk about it, but you got to, and you got to work at it. You've got to work at it, and you've got to work at actually focusing on that and opening those lines of communication. So he'll be joining us later on. You can also find the banner to the Connection app on ashleyburgess.com, and you can just click right through that, and you can check out the Connection app because it's cool because you can load it right onto your phone, and it gives you advice and things that you can do right now in real time to better your relationship, to better your marriage. Also, Liz London. Liz will be joining us next week in studio. Liz is the founder of Art for Your Cause. Art for Your Cause is an organization that actually gets artists together with charities. So the charities get money, artists get money for their creation. It's a win-win situation. So if you're an art collector or you're an artist, check out artforyourcause.com, artforyourcause.com. So when we talk about hard times, right, let's go back to that. So we're thinking about hard times. We're thinking about death of a loved one, loss of a job, divorce, sickness, and the list goes on. All of these are tough things that people have to go through. It's all a challenge. Right. And like I was saying, you feel like you have to give them the silver lining. That's like really quick. But that's just not the point. And we don't seem to acknowledge the actual loss itself because the loss is very real. And so everybody that's listening right now, right here, I want you to think the last time that you dealt with a situation, whether it was with your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, whoever, even your kid. And you kind of jump to the conclusion, well, hey, it's better for you that this happened. And you can see that they just feel like you don't even listen to them. You're already jumping into the silver lining or you're already jumping into something else, but you really haven't listened to the person communicate at all. And so that's the first thing that we want to do is we want to acknowledge the situation first and acknowledge the loss because we need to feel heard. It's a human condition to want to feel heard, and when we don't feel heard, we'll do anything we can to get heard. And that means that we can actually react a lot, too, and then you'll see another side of somebody because they're reacting because they feel like they've been pushed into a corner. You know, Reggie, we've been talking about this. We've talked about communication often, and I find that communication is the one thing that lacks in a lot of people's relationships, and it's the only thing that can actually keep it and allow it to keep the test of time. What do you think about when you're dealing with some sort of negative situation like this? How important is it to really acknowledge the other person's feelings?
Well, it's critically important to acknowledge the other person's feelings, but the dicey part on our responsibility as the message giver is to make sure we're clear as to whom we are speaking. Are we speaking to the person's public persona, or are we speaking to the real person we know? And that can be a little difficult to determine when they're in the middle of their angst. So you are correct. Listening actively to their story and putting yourself in their position to figure out where they are on the scale of grief and mourning and is important. But as they are a part of our circle of care or we are a part of their circle of care, it is incumbent upon us to take the responsibility to not worry about angering them.
I agree with you about the anger process because you're right. It's like if you have something to say or you're trying to help them, you can't be walking on eggshells.
Exactly. And a lot of times what makes this difficult is that the person in our circle of care with whom we want to console or counsel may be unwilling to hear us because they've allowed themselves to be defined by social and or political status symbols, club memberships, church memberships, political party memberships, things like that. Or they've been defined by economic avatars, the accumulation of stuff, houses, clothes, jewelry, stocks, bonds, those kinds of things. And we have to figure out when is the appropriate time to crack through that and just say, hey, listen, this is me you're talking to. I know who you really are. But at the same time, you have to make sure they understand that your intention is to not do any harm. And I've been in situations where I've had to remind people that I've known for 40 years, remember, this is me. Remember, my intention is never to do you harm. So if you feel like you're harmed, you're confusing me with something else that's going on.
I see what you're saying, and I agree with you. You know, I feel that a lot of times, too, when somebody is going through something that's kind of a fight-or-flight mode, there's a tendency of not being able to really hear clearly what the other person's saying. And when people react, okay, so I want everybody to realize that when we get emotionally invested in somebody, whether it's somebody that's close to us, family member, friend, when they react toward us when we're trying to help, okay, what normally happens is, right, it wrenches up, right? Things don't really work out. We don't see eye to eye. One of us ends up leaving kind of, you know, angry, upset. And we kind of feel a little disjointed until finally we come back around and have that conversation. But the thing is right now is that when we react, we are actually losing our power. And the only way that we can't react is when we actually listen to the other person, acknowledge their pain. Now, I'm not accepting the fact that we're going to wallow in their pain together. I'm not wallowing with them, because there's a difference between acknowledging someone's pain, listening to someone's pain, and jumping right in the pain and saying, hey, let's just go dig deep into this mud. Because when you do that, you're precipitating a longer situation for that person to be burdened by this, because they think it's okay and they think it's the right thing to wallow in it, when wallowing in it is only going to make it worse.
And when you say invade that pity party,
mm-hmm.
you really have to try to get the person to look at their true native character. You have to remind them why it is that you connected with them and they connected with you. Not that you are pushing aside whatever the issue is that they're going through, but you have to get their attention to say, you're talking to me. I'm in the here and now. I don't care about all this other stuff. I don't care about the way you defined yourself to the public. That doesn't matter to me. It's sort of like that was the same relationship Oprah Winfrey gets criticized about with her relationship with Gail. Gail knew her before she was Oprah,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they were both nobody. And no matter what has happened with Oprah and business and economics, Oprah knows that Gail is going to tell her what she needs to hear, regardless of anything, because Gail knows who she really is as a human being, not this public persona.
I totally agree with you, because it's like what happens with these situations is that you start telling somebody what you think they want to hear.
Exactly. And you can't allow that yourself to be drawn into that. That's what I meant about not worrying about if you seemingly offend someone. It's not that you intended to upset them, but if they get upset with you, you cannot internalize that, because you understand that's just a diversion of their pain. They're still grieving or hurting. And that's the reason that you're telling them, I'm your true fan. I'm one of your true friends. I don't care about all that other stagecraft. I love you for the reasons I love you. And you need to hear this now. And if you're not ready to talk to me now, that's fine. No, I am here for you when you are ready. And walk away. Give them that moment. Not walk away, but back off. You know, you don't want to push them over the edge. But you have to be firm with them. Otherwise, you're just enabling the pity party.
That's so true. You know, Reggie's so right on that, because we can acknowledge it, we can listen, but we don't have to be an active participant in the pity party. And that's something that I want us to all think about, too, because sometimes we have a tendency of being fearful. We get scared. We don't want to topple the apple cart. We don't want to rock the boat. And we don't want the other person feeling bad or even worse than they already do. But at the same time, there has to be some sort of reality. We can't just act like... We can't just allow a certain person to go down the road that they don't need to be going down to for so long. And it allows you to be the right friend or the proper spouse or whoever to step up to the point and make that clear. When we return, we'll be talking more about what you need to do to help the situation, what you can do, how you can take the step back emotionally, because a lot of times we're right in it. We don't have any movement. And the only way to really get the understanding is to take a step back emotionally and to see the individual in a different light. And I'm going to explain that later on as well, because that'll really help you to understand the situation and understand their plight. Also joining us later on, Arnold Smith with the Connection app. Joining us next week, Liz London with Art for Your Cause, so don't miss that. We're going to be giving you some tips and tricks on how to be successful in this situation, how to communicate properly, and also how to help that person get out of their funk even faster and you be honest and true with your word and deed. Stay tuned. I return to be talking more about this. Reggie and I in studio. Live your true life perspectives. Don't miss out. We'll be having more on communication and how you can do this with your family, friends, your spouse, and actually be happy about it and have solution. Live your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shapes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public. to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry, you can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for Couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about communication. Communication is key, but it's really key when we're dealing with a loved one, a spouse, a family member, a great friend that's in peril. You know, they're having a tough time. They're overcome with grief. Maybe they've lost a family member. They've lost somebody that's really important to them. Maybe they're going through a significant divorce, right? Maybe somebody's going through a sickness or dealing with a situation where they are unhealthy and they're in the hospital. Maybe someone just lost a job and it's changing their life trajectory. Okay, all these things are big. And if you go online and you look up stress, right, and you say, what are some of the most stressful situations that a human being can find themselves in? Well, I just listed them off for you. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that a job is a big stressor to lose, but your health. I mean, think about that. And so when we're talking to somebody, we can't just jump in and be like, everything's going to be fine. It's all going to be roses. No worries. There's going to be a silver lining. We've got to listen to somebody. We've got to understand them. And we kind of jump to that next position. You know, I thought it was interesting, Reggie, what you were saying earlier, you know, about the concept of not allowing to wallow in the pity party, listening to them, but not allowing that type of negativity to streamline, because that can really turn somebody into a different trajectory to not really see kind of the forest through the trees at a sooner time.
Well, and again, the thing that makes it difficult for us, because we are emotionally invested in this other person and their life, their true life, is that the other person can sometimes be wrapped up in their public persona that's based on things that are external to their life. So if they lose someone close to them, like an aunt or uncle or something like that, who the public doesn't know, that's where the issue becomes for them, as to if they're going to be truly mourning or if they're going to be pretending that they're okay, because their public audience doesn't know who this person is. So the public audience has no connection to their pain. But here we are, a personal friend. We know the backstory. And this person is conflicted between which stage they want to be on. And that's what we have to break through.
Right, to break through to the reality of the situation and to also show the fact that we're friends and we're there for them, but to also, you know, jump over the line of BS. You know, one of the things that I've also realized, too, is that we have to step back emotionally, guys. Okay, so, you know, we can't get emotionally wrenched up on this, or we can't help. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if somebody's going through a tragic sickness, right, the last thing that you want to do is to break down in tears and freak out. Okay, that's not what you want to see. That's not what this person's going to, like, have power or solution from. That's going to actually change the trajectory of the situation and make it worse. Because when we're in a situation, we do need somebody strong to be there. We do need somebody strong to help us out and to really focus on, hey, this is solution time. I'm going to listen to the problem. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to send the love and I'm going to send the direction. But this is solution time at the same time, and we can't mix the two. And what I've also realized, too, is that when we're dealing with somebody that has lost, like, let's say, a job, and that they've really been defined by that job, or perhaps they're defining themselves based on that job, based on their age, delineation, career, you know, we have to realize how that can be very, well, it can be very sensitive. And I know that some of us are in different levels in our life. We're in different places in our life, and we're in different places at that time. And so a lot of times we might not feel what it's like. And so we need to step back emotionally and be able to step into this person's shoes, right, and understand what's happening. Because a lot of times you and I might say, hey, you'll get another job. It's not a big deal. But we have to understand that it wasn't necessarily the job. It could also have been the title. It could be what from their belief structure as a child, that they needed to have this to actually be good enough, to be valuable. So it's not the job that's the issue. It's based on the value. It's based on them defining themselves. It's them based on defining how they were prehistoric thoughts. And when we think about that, we're dealing with a totally another level. Stay tuned. When we return, Arnold Smith is joining us by phone, the creator of the Connection app. Reggie Harvey and myself in studio will be talking more about communication, how to have that communication, open those lines of communication when a family member or friend is dealing with a problematic situation in their life, how to add to it instead of take away. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy. I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat, now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about communication. Communication's key, but it really is key when you're dealing with a loved one who is in pain or having issues and feeling like they can't overcome a situation. You know, when we're dealing with that type of situation, when a loved one has had the loss of a loved one of theirs, when they've lost a job, when they've gone through a tragic divorce. We got to figure out the words to say. We got to listen. We got to be appropriate, but we also got to help them to move forward, right? Joining us by phone here, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app, and he's going to join us into this conversation. Arnold, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, Ashley. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I think this one's right up your alley, man. You know, like when we're talking about communication and dealing with a tragic situation, I mean, even if it's a loss of a job, and like what I was talking about right before the break, I was saying when somebody loses a job, it's more of an identity loss. I mean, I remember talking to a friend of mine. He was a hockey player for a long time. And then when he retired, I remember seeing him the day he retired. And I remember talking with him, and he retired. I mean, they retired the jersey. They did everything. And I remember he walked outside, and he said, "Can I talk to you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Man, I'm devastated. I'm devastated." He goes, "I have not played hockey. I've played hockey since I was, like, 4 years old." Okay? And it's like I could have sat there and said, "Hey, man, you're going to find a career. Don't worry about it. Your life's fine. It's okay." But I knew that it wasn't the right time, and I knew I needed to listen to him. But I didn't want to commiserate, but I needed to listen to him because he needed an outlet. You know, I think it's interesting. I know you have a good take on this.
Well, no question. And I think what you just said is that really feeling listened to. And, you know, we call that the habit of giving your full attention. And when you break that down, it really is like you need to invest everything in your eyes, your heart, and really listening to that person. Because when someone's in negativity or locked in a really difficult time, oftentimes they can't see the path out. And when you listen to them, literally there's a physiological change in their brain when someone feels listened to, and it's a feeling that's akin to love. And so, you know, one thing you really need to avoid, and it's so hard, is actually criticizing the person. And I know it seems like, oh, obviously you don't criticize someone who's going through a rough time, and yet a lot of times we accidentally do that by offering advice. Oh, you're going to, oh, you know, like you said, don't worry about it. You've got this, and you should do this. And it feels like this is how we're going to contribute to the person and help them out. We're going to show them the way. But oftentimes, the subtle message behind unsolicited advice is actually, I don't think you can do it on your own, and you need my help. And the last thing you want to do when someone's in this difficult time is actually drive them away. And when you start giving them advice, oftentimes what they want to do is they want to step back because they don't feel like they can do that. And you want to help them. The only goal in that moment is to help them feel like they can do it, and not tell them what to do, but help them to feel that way. Don't you agree?
I totally agree with you, and you're right. It's like, we do have a tendency of kind of giving our two cents in, and I think that in that situation, because it's almost like a fight-or-flight reaction, they see that as you're condemning what happened or condemning their response to it or condemning their emotions behind it.
Absolutely. Like, you're basically saying that it's not okay. And, you know, ideally in that situation, you know, when someone's locked in that kind of negative response, it's just really hard to be there with them. Because what you want to do is you want to like, hey, let me get you out of that. And you want to rescue them. But in reality, you build way more resiliency in that person when you help them discover the solution. And, you know, when someone's in that place, the part of their brain that allows them to find solutions is actually cut off. When someone's overwhelmed with emotion, the part of your brain that allows for creative thinking, for intuition, you're locked out of that. And there's a process. One of the best things you can do is actually help them integrate their brain. There's a great book called The Whole Brain Child, and it's a technique that you use with kids when they're experiencing some sort of trauma. And the idea, and even if it's just like, you know, scraping their knee or something like that, and it has to do with helping them to identify what they're feeling. Because in that moment, you're starting to activate the part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, that allows for linking your emotional experience of the world and your logical experience of the world. And when you do those two things, it allows them to use the part of their brain that can create a plan for the future. And so just simply helping them see, so this is what happened, and then this happened, and now you're in this place. And helping them see this is a path forward to the future. So linking the events, like, you know, so your girlfriend broke up with you, and it, you know, made us feel horrible, made us feel unwanted and devastated. And now you're reaching out to your friends for support, and they're supporting you, and you're helping to see, you know, what you can do differently next time. So in the future, when you have a relationship, you're going to have, you're going to be more knowledgeable about how, you know, what you want. And now you've helped them to identify the process of what's happened, but also linked it to a positive outcome in the future. And that's a really great thing you can do, that this allows people to kind of integrate what's going on in their emotional experience in their brain.
I totally agree with that, and I like the fact of letting them vent without taking it personally and offering them, like, you know, as a therapist, it's what I do. You know what I mean? As a therapist, yeah. I don't just sit there and go, yeah, you're going to do this, and you're going to listen to every word I have to say. You know, I sit there, I asked about, you know, hey, we got here. How do we get here? Now, what happened here? And then what's our next step? And I think, Reggie, you were, you know, talking to that earlier. It's about giving them the tools and helping them facilitate a roadmap, even if they can't see the forest through the trees.
Well, I like what Arnold said about being careful about interjecting your advice. I always tell people I never give you advice. And if someone is offering you advice, run. Because that means they're not listening to you. But I also liked what Arnold suggested, in that you have to let the person find their own power to solve the situation. And that's a very delicate position for that person to be in, because I find that the most powerful thing one can do in the face of trauma is let go of a lot of the fake identities with which we've surrounded ourselves for our public image. And the fear of letting go is that, oh my gosh, I'm going to be seen as worthless. And that's when our presence as part of the circle of care is very important, to let them know, I'm not going to abandon you. I liked you before you were famous. I liked you before you were wealthy or successful. I liked you for some simple human characteristic that you demonstrated that's part of your root personality. So giving them the option of choosing how fast and how far to let go of the things that they have surrounded themselves with.
And exactly, like, no judgment, you know.
Yes.
I mean, how do you think, you know, Arnold, you know best with the communication with spouses. The last thing that we need is judgment, because if a spouse believes that they're being judged by their spouse, they're going to close up, they're going to clam up, end of discussion.
Oh, no question. And, you know, like what Reggie said is so bang on. Just at the end of the day, what you want to leave them with is they want to feel loved. And, you know, like when sometimes we get attached to a specific outcome in life and it just devastates that we don't get that. And when, if you can help a person just to feel like, I love you no matter what, that is the seed, that is the stepping stone that they can use to get out of it. And so, you know, avoiding the criticism, avoiding putting them down, avoiding the judgment of how could you get in this place, and just leaving them with this, here's the stepping stone. It is, you just need to step on this path. It's my love for you no matter what, and it's rock solid and it will never sink. You can step on that, and in that moment they can take a step forward and actually find a resolution for themselves, and you really bring them that way. So that's the key core of, you want to make sure whatever you do, you leave them with that. Here's the step you can take. You can stand on my shoulders, and I'm not going to sink.
I agree with you. Powerful stuff. And I think one of our things, too, is that we as individuals, we have a tendency of kind of trying to put on airs as well when we're trying to help, when we're trying to facilitate, like, this happy ending, when we really don't need to try to box it into that, because I think that out of our own fear and out of our own emotional connection, like, we need to make it happy for everybody, we need to make it amicable, when in reality, it some things just have to wait it out. Some things just need to incubate before it's going to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, and the hard part is that of course, you have this compassion. You're feeling their pain. And, you know, again, it's so hard not to just find the resolution for that, to allow people to be in their pain. But pain's a powerful teacher. It is the thing that allows us to discover something new. And it is the fire that forges our personality, that builds resiliency, as long as it doesn't break us. And that's where, as people, we can come in for each other, where, you know, making sure that the pain and the experience of life don't break us so that we can get to the other side and grow.
I agree with you. And it's also being, you know, you're kind of part of it. One of the other things that I think is interesting, too, is that when we actually listen and we can offer information, we're not offering solution, we allow the other person to see their options more clearly. And I think that's usually when people talk about venting, but I think in a positive way, allowing them, like holding some space for them to basically acknowledge the situation. Because that's the key, right? Because a lot of times people are either trying to solve it, they're trying to, you know, kind of like color over it, lackluster it, get rid of it. They're trying to, you know, trying to overcome it because of their own fear or their own angst of those emotions. And so if we get really real and we kind of pull our own emotions out of it, because that's what it really is, right? We pull our emotions out of it and just be an observer. That's when we can really, truly help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, and when you're encouraging someone, the definition is by saying, I believe in you. And, you know, just those words themselves, I believe in you, you can do it. You know, it's such a powerful sentiment to allow someone to step out of where they are.
It's so true. You know, Reggie, it's interesting when you talk about public persona, too. It's something that a lot of us don't think, but it's like we do put different faces on, different masks. And I think, Arnold, you made a comment about that, too, about how sometimes we lose sight of our own reality and how we truly do feel because we're filtering ourselves so much to try to be what we want, what everybody we think wants, instead of actually being honest with ourselves.
Well, when I was diagnosed with renal failure and I was told that I could have died in my sleep and nobody would have, you know, would have known.
Right.
I was hit with this whole idea that, oh my gosh, I don't want people to think I'm a horrible person. What do you mean? I've had these viruses for 20 years. I let myself get exposed to them, even though they were undetected. And I had a new primary care physician. Love her to death. She told me right away, as we were building our personal relationship, she said, Reggie, I know you manage your life strictly by certain rules and certain things that you do, and you're very careful about your public persona. She said, we can't worry at all about how this happened to you. And you've got to stop punishing yourself about what mistakes you made that allowed yourself to let your guard down to let this happen. She said, that is unimportant. We are here now. All of our energy needs to be about what are you going to do to move forward? Let the past go. Just don't dwell on it. And I think a lot of times when people are in a painful situation, like losing the job or whatever, they get stuck in this, what did I do wrong to screw this up? As opposed to, it might have been pulled from you without regard to anything that you did wrong.
That's so true. It's so true. It could have been. And the thing, too, is that goes back to our belief system. You see what I'm saying? So those go back to our personal beliefs and old beliefs like that, like I'm not good enough or this shouldn't have happened to me or other people are going to look down upon me.
Exactly.
Those are all things in our own mind, right? And those are the things that stand in between the actual resolve of the situation, right? Because we have to turn over those old belief systems. And that's something that you can help somebody else to see, but you can't do it for them.
What was really interesting is when she told me that, it acted in my brain as though, I'm glad, Arnold, you mentioned about how the brain works. She gave me permission to allow to heal myself. It was something that was sort of like Dorothy in the Red Slippers. You had them with you. You just need to know how to use them, remember to use them. And so I was able to forgive myself and just say, okay, that was unimportant. Stuff happens. Now what are we going to do? And I can focus my attention there. So you're so right. We get hung up on those internalized beliefs from wherever they come from.
So true. So true. When we return, we'll be giving lasting thoughts on communication, how we can communicate with our loved ones. Reggie, Arnold, myself will offer a comment for each for us to really think about that and really kind of put a good bow on the package of that today. Also, we'll be talking more about that. Don't miss the Fighting Irish travel to play the Georgia Bulldogs presented by Delta Hotel by Marriott, Dallas Allen, and the Waters Creek Convention Center this evening at 7, only on 1160 KBDT. News, talk, and sports. Also, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs are here. Join us here. It'll be this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. only on 1160 KBDT News Talk and Sports. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Bird, as we'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we've been talking about communication. Communication is key, and how to communicate properly with that family member, that friend, or that spouse is dealing with a difficult situation. Whether they've lost a job, they've lost a family member, they're going through depression, sickness, divorce, the list goes on. But these are some of the most challenging situations that an individual can go through in one person's life. And actually listening to them and allowing them to communicate and allowing them to find their silver lining, allowing them to find their game plan is powerful. Arnold, I want to ask you, because I know that, you know, being the fact that you've created the Connection app, you know how to connect people. What is one thing that you think is most important when it comes to this type of communication that you can just not ignore?
You know, I think what it comes down to is just really being with the other person. There is such incredible power in just two people being together, and you being that, you know, maintaining your own positivity, maintaining your own space of love. Because even in silence, if you're with someone who is struggling and you're maintaining that piece of love, they're going to get that feeling. It is a bridge that they can build. So even without, if you don't know what to say, because sometimes there's nothing to say, just being with the person and holding that space of love for yourself is sometimes the bridge that they need to get out of it. So you know, our tendency sometimes is to run from fear and pain, and that's what you want to avoid. Just be with your friends or your family.
Powerful stuff. Arnold, where can folks find out more information about the Connection app?
Go to AshleyBurgess.com, check out the ad. It's also available in the App Store and Google Play for download, or ConnectionApp.com.
Awesome stuff. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see you next week on Live Your True Life Perspectives. I always love your perspective.
Thanks, Ashley.
You know, Reggie, what is one thing that you would, because I'm going to give my little 2 cents at the end here, but what is one thing that you think needs to be done no matter what to execute proper communication during this type of stressful situation?
Well, I deal with a lot of businessmen and businesswomen, and I've noticed that a lot of times those people surround themselves with certain level of office space and the clothes they wear, the position they project out into the public. And they use that to rationalize making these decisions about where they're going to invest their money and all that sort of stuff, which can cloud their judgment when crisis comes. Michelle Singletary, a financial advisor and author of the weekly syndicated Washington Post column, The Color of Money, once counseled a national television audience about the definition of a financial asset. She simply said, if it's on your ass, it's not an asset. And I've never forgotten that. And that kind of stuff gets in our way a lot of times. Oh, we have to have this. We've got to drive this certain car. We've got to do all this stuff. And then you got all this junk around you. And then when something really monumental hits you, you're so confused about what are you going to do with the management of the junk, you can't get to the problem. And you start pushing people away who are trying to help you. So let all that crap go. It's really not that important. Who are you? Remind yourself who you are, why you set up this business, why you built these relationships, why you have this home life. Get back to basics and that it's okay. And it's not that you did anything wrong when you got swept up in that stuff. It's just knowing when it's time to let it go.
Powerful, powerful perspective. Reggie, I look forward to seeing you back in studio next week. Very powerful.
Thank you.
You know, guys, this is real stuff. This is the real stuff that we're really dealing with in life. This is powerful. Okay, communication is key, and being able to see that and be with that and understand that is powerful. Okay, what Reggie said, what Arnold said, all of these things need to be acknowledged. And one last thing that I want to remind you of, listen, right? Be a sounding board. Don't take it personally. And when you start trying to take it personally, take a step back and say, why am I taking this personally? Because it's not about me. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the key that we need to really think about. The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to also allow them to vent. But I don't want you to go down that road of going down the pity party. Now, you can accept it and you can understand it, but I don't want you to drive down that road either. And I also don't want you to jump to the silver lining either. I want you to walk the path with them, walk the walk, talk the talk, walk the journey. But I want you to allow them to make their own decisions. Like as a therapist like I am and a life coach like I am, I make sure that I let them come to their own conclusions. I might help carve out a space for them to see the reality, but I don't tell them what they're seeing. And that's the power. And we can all help each other because one way or another, we're going to be in this position one side or the other. And the way that we react to other people, we want to respond. We don't want to react. And we want to hold them in the highest regard. And one last thing is we want to be aware of our own emotional ties and really disconnect that so that we can be proper listeners and engage properly. I hope this show has helped you. And check out Live Your True Life shows all here in the future, always on 1160 AM KBDT, also on USA Radio. We look forward to seeing you next week, same time. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, you know what? We'll be back. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.